You're listening to Radio 2. That was The Feeling with Never Be Lonely. That's not the sort of thing XFM usually play, is it?
You're listening to Nice FM. That was Captain and Tennille. You make me feel nice.
Never Be Lonely. It's all soft and sentimental. XFM's about being sort of
in your
hungover and in your face and edgy.
Right up in your face.
That's just like softly rubbing a kitten against everyone's faces.
Oh, it's nice.
A very poncy kitten.
A lovely kitten called Malcolm.
Malcolm?
Malky. Oh, I love you, Malky.
Yeah.
Never be lonely.
That's the third single
as
from
as I'm with Malky.
London-based quintet's
debut. My little Caddy.
Bebe.
Boo. With a tiny soft skin.
Bew album, 12 Stops and Home. We'll try not to play that again, listeners.
Oh, come on, don't be nasty about The Feeling.
I'm not being nasty about them, they're very good.
That's tuneful,
it just
man.
Doesn't sound like XFM's usual sort of stuff, does it?
It's tuneful. Listen, if you start criticising the playlist like
hey,
that...
Hey, I'm trying to put XFM listeners in a pigeonhole in a box. And that's what they hate, right?
Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Well, because I'm a cynic.
Yeah, yeah. Before that, you heard Doctor in the TARDIS by Kasabian. No, that was Empire. That was one of Kasabian's new singles. That was the new single from the Leicestershire Quartet's second album, Empire. I just read a rave review for that album in the NME, so...
A rave?
A rave. 9 out of 10 stars. It's like getting into a really strange... future bath reading the NME these days, because I haven't read it for a while. I've been reading it for the competition Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs, which is coming up later on in the show, you know, just to get stupid band names out of it. But it's a weird thing, like they're going on about is all these new genres of music. They just more or less make up new genres every 2 weeks, the NME.
We might be talking about that a bit later in a bit more detail, mightn't we?
Yeah, I suppose so. Have you heard of New Rave?
New Rave, no, but that makes sense.
Yeah. New rave.
Yeah.
That's what they're going on about.
Yeah.
And they just go on about it in every single thing they write about. New rave, new rave. And they have interviews and they ask people like Matt Bellamy, what do you think of new rave? And he's like, I don't know what you mean. No one knows except for the people that work in the NME. Anyway, yes, we'll talk
this
about that later.
This is Adam and Joe, by the way, on XFM, London's 104.9. We're here with you till 1 p.m. Is that really right?
Yeah, it seems unbelievable.
That's a long time,
it?
Isn't it?
It's a long time.
We've got lots of great music, and to encourage you to listen, we'll be giving away prizes. We've got four. Have we got? No, we got four copies of Scary Movie 4.
We talked about this, man.
Oh, that we were only going to give away two.
Yeah, we're stealing.
We quite want to just take one each.
We are going to take one each. What do you think?
Okay,
the point
we've got
of doing
two
the
copies
show is?
Of Scary Movie 4 to give away. But that's only proof that it's really good. You
that's
know, because
right.
Adam and me are clever. And
we wouldn't steal something useless, would we?
This is a quality piece of merchandise.
You know, it's got the Wayans brothers' stamp of approval on the whole thing.
They're the auteurs behind the film Little Man.
They're geniuses!
Yeah, so we got those to give away. And we've got one pair of tickets to see the Mystery Jets present What Colour Is Sound? A tribute to Syd Barrett at the Union Chapel on the 18th of September. The compere will be our very own Mick Rock!
I once saw... the Mystery Jets in a car unpacking their gear. What a great band.
Yeah, Mick Rock, XFM's most dynamic DJ, will be hosting that. So, you know, what more do you want to motivate you to stay tuned for 3 hours?
How about more great music? Here's Guillemots.
No, that won't do the job.
Will it not?
No, but play it anyway.
But I think you'll change your mind after you hear Trains to Brazil.
I'm not... Haircut 100 there on XFM, London's 104.9.
That's good, though. We like Haircut 100. That was Guillemots with Trains to Brazil.
There's just been a disaster in the studio, listeners. Adam was eating an apple, and this happens to me quite a lot.
Does it really?
Yeah, there was no evidence on the exterior of the apple that it was a bad apple.
It was absolutely tasty. I was just munching away.
And suddenly, inside, you discovered Satan's hairy room.
Well, this is the thing. I was eating the apple... And for a while, you know, while the Guillemots were playing, I was just munching away. I wasn't even looking at the apple. And then I started thinking, this apple tastes strange. Mm. It's got an unusually, you know, it's not very sweet. It's got a weird kind of medicinal tang to it. And then after a few more bites, listeners, I looked down and I had more or less been munching into Satan's black furry heart.
Yeah.
At the core of this apple.
It was bad at the center. How does that happen? Because there's usually a puncture mark.
Yeah.
If a maggot has got in.
There was no maggot in the apple.
Well, sometimes that's what turns the middle satanic.
No.
A tiny little devil worm.
Yeah, but that wasn't the case here. It had gone bad all by itself.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad pip.
It was just a bad apple. It had been watching too much.
It was the one bad apple.
It was been watching Channel 4 on a Friday night.
Ooh,
that's what happens
to turn anything bad.
To apples. When they watch that much Alan Carr, they go rotten, you know?
Yeah, I know.
We should talk about that later on, because me and Joe both trawled our way through the whole of Friday night on Channel 4. Right, did you watch The Law of the Playground as well, Joe?
No, I haven't watched that.
I watched that.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that. We'd like to have a little discussion about Robbie Williams' new single as well later in the programme, yeah. Rude Box. Plus, are we going to have a celebrity regression?
Yeah, that's coming up very shortly.
Yeah, we'll be playing Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs, all kinds of stuff. In fact, we've got enough content for about half an hour of radio.
Hey, speaking of content, you know, if you're a fan of our podcasts, then I'd like to apologise for the screw-up last weekend. We uploaded the same one from the previous week by accident. So for the whole of last weekend, you would have been pounding on your computer screens and cursing iTunes or maybe just us. It was our producer, Xanthi's fault. Okay? This is the kind of thing that Chris Evans used to do, remember? Rag on his producer and stuff for no reason. No, Xanthi's a brilliant producer and it was an understandable mistake. But she's fired. This is her last day. And she's leaving because she screwed up the podcast. But anyway, the next one should be out, I think, on Monday or possibly Friday. I don't know. And also, I should say that, you know, recently there's been a bit of swearing in the podcasts. And I am being very careful now to beep out all the swearing because I think it's important that it remains a family show, you know? So do you think it's still a family show if there's swearing but it's beeped?
I don't know. Maybe a sweary family show.
Because, you know, I watch daytime TV. We talked about this before.
One of those Asbo families.
Yeah. On daytime TV, they beep out swearing.
Do they?
Yeah, and it is a little bit weird when you watch it. You sort of think, hang on, this is still swearing. I'm still getting the swear word in my brain.
Mm. It's as if they've sort of reduced swearing to just a single tone.
Yeah.
A single note.
Well, that's exactly what we do in the podcasts now. So just to let you know, we don't want to go down a totally filthy route, yeah? First free play right now. This is Prince from Sign of the Times. And, you know, I was going to play If I Was Your Girlfriend, but I think I might play The Ballad of Dorothy Parker.
You can't suddenly change at the last minute.
Well, I'm going to.
What about all the cartridge swapping and filling that's going to swapping?
The cartridge family.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Oh, you know what I've done? I'm such a jerk.
What have you done?
I didn't bring disc one. I only brought disc two.
Play something off disc two.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll go back to If I Was Your Girlfriend. Is that your favourite track on Sign of the Times?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. They're all so good.
Ballad of Dorothy Parker, I learned to play on my guitar. It's three chords.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just three chords over and over
again. Easy peasy.
It's brilliant. Anyway, here's If I Was Your Girlfriend by Prince. We'll be back shortly.
We don't have to make children to make love.
It goes a bit filthy here, doesn't it? I seem to remember.
Probably. Like, what's he on about anyway?
What?
If I was your girlfriend, what does it mean? He means if you treated me as if I was a woman. Like, if you treated me in the sexy way that I treat you, in the feminine way that I treat you,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't things be even sexier?
I think it's fairly straightforward.
Because it would be like two ladies getting it on.
Yeah.
But then there'd be hairy man things suddenly would pop into the equation. Mm-hmm. And that shock would be exciting.
Yeah. Well, you know...
Wouldn't it? Oh, what's that? Bloody hell, you'd say.
Yeah, yeah. It could just be he's talking about a man. And he's just saying, listen, if I was your girlfriend, I could dress up in a dress.
He just wants to be a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not interested in her anymore.
No.
Yeah.
He's just...
Little Prince. He'd make a lovely little lady.
The Little Prince.
His face has got more peculiar the older he's got. Like George Michael. George Michael is slowly turning into one of the Easter Island statues. His face is going very sort of imperious and long and odd.
Yeah.
And so is Prince's. It's funny watching people you've, you know, known since you were very young slowly get older. And some elements of their features stay the same. And some of them go all droopy.
He looks pretty good. Sorry.
that's the satanic apple coming back to you. Apple. Something's nesting in your stomach.
I'm going to have to take
a break. It's going to be like Alien. You're going to yeah. There's a chest burster's going to pop out.
Halfway through the show, Justin Lee Collins is going to burst out. We'll be back after the break and some music with Competition Time. Stay tuned. XFM.
Who's that band then, Adam? Who's that band? I like the sound of them.
Well, Joe, exciting news. They're a new combo. They're called the Coldplay.
Ooh.
They mix up intense feelings of emotion with piano stylings to create music that's perfect for any advertisement or teen drama.
The lead singer, does he live a life like us, a normal life?
No!
Is he in touch with normal experiences
so that
he can put them into his songs?
No. He has a book he sends away. There's a book you can get, and it's got real experiences in it, detailed in it. It's kind of a magazine for pop stars, and they read about what real life is like, and then they can write songs about it, and they send off for the rights to the experience, and it works that way.
Oh, I don't like them anymore.
No, they're very good. You're an idiot.
Right, I think it's...
Competition time. You could win a DVD or tickets to a show. You just never know. So sharpen up your brain and get ready to play.
Yes, it's celebrity regression time. It's the time when we regress Adam into the films, into the head, basically, of a Hollywood star.
The head?
Yeah, like being John Malkovich.
Exactly.
Almost. You go inside their head, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you see through their eyes, only you see their films as if you're living them.
As if you are the character they play in the film.
Yeah, it's amazing, really. And all you have to do, listeners, is guess which Hollywood star Adam's been regressed into the mind of and name the films that he describes happening around him. And then call, here's the number, I'm going to say it slowly, because people sometimes complain that we say it too fast. 0871-222-1049. 0871-222-1049. And you could win a copy of Scary Movie 4, officially the funniest film ever made.
I'm thinking about it now.
So there we go. Or maybe those tickets or whatever you want, basically. 0871-222-1049. So, are we ready?
Yeah.
We're going to ring the regression bell now. To create the correct mood here in the studio, and we encourage you at home to do the same, to take a deep breath, completely relax, clear everything out of your mind if there is anything in there, and come with us on a journey into the inner psyche of a Hollywood movie star. There is Adam now entering the hypnotic state, drifting through the tinsel sphere, hovering towards the mind of a star. And now, popping into it.
Oh.
I'm in a big futuristic room that has a lot of TV screens on the walls, because that's what it's going to be like in the future. And I'm a bad man. I'm a dirty man, and I'm the boss of this facility. I can see everything that happens here with my TVs. And it's not Dixon's, by the way. It's an altogether more frightening place. I have every inch of my ludicrous compound closely scrutified. Nothing escapes my gaze. Not my homosexuals, you understand me, but my eyes. You know, I can even look inside the minds and the dreams of the people here, which are mainly kind of stupid and boring, the dreams, that is. But you better watch out, because I'm a bad man with a future computer, and I'm watching you. And if you don't like, you know, that, then that's tough, because I can explode your neck, you know, because I'm bad. And that's what the future's like in the future.
That's film number one. If you know what movie that is, make a note of it. Adam's now going to drift into a second film starring the same actor or actress. Wake up, Adam. Tell us what you can see.
I'm in the back of a dirty van with my bad buddies. We just robbed a safe. Because we're bad, filthy men, and we're non-scrupulous. Unfortunately, the lack of scrupules within the gang has led to much of the money from the safe being burned when we blew it open. And now, to add to the situation, there's a couple of cops chasing us in a car. So, I've decided the best way to deal with the area is to throw one of my buddies onto the car, thus completely killing him. Because, as you'll recall, I lack scrupules, because I'm a bad man.
That's film number two, 0871-222-1049. As soon as you guess the name of the star and the name of the three films, here comes the third one. Adam, wake up. Tell us what you can see.
I'm in a uptight middle-class room, and I'm a bad uptight man with a son who wants to be an actor. But I'll be damned if I'm gonna sit by and let him throw his life into the toilet like that. An actor? He may as well be a fairy dancer in a pink doll's house. Well, over my dead body is he gonna be an actor? Actually, it turns out to be over his dead body and then my dead body, and all because I inexplicably loathe actors and the acting profession, which I consider to be worse than making a flower painting in a dress with 10 lady men.
Okay, Adam's now going to stay in his regress state until somebody calls 0871-222-1049 and reveals the name of the star whose head he was inhabiting in the three films. Call 0871-222-1049. Call now! Yes, hello. It's Adam and Joe on XFM. We are in the midst of celebrity regression. That was that the Vines with Don't Listen to the Radio? Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't follow that advice, because we're about to get a caller on to try and figure out which actor's brain Adam was regressed into and what the films he was witnessing were. We got Martin on the line. Hello, Martin.
Hi,
yeah. I beg your pardon?
Hi, you okay, are
you? Yeah, we're okay. Are you all right, yeah?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
Sorry, I've just been called away.
You've been called away?
Yeah.
What's going on? Are you still drunk from last night? Have you been to sleep?
Sorry, I was at work.
You were at work?
I was at work, I slipped out the back for a second.
Wow, you pronounce O's like A's. And it's hard to understand what you're saying. What's your work, Martin? What do you do? Are you like a laughing policeman?
I'm a chef.
A chef?
Yeah.
Yeah. A chef? What's wrong with your vowels? A chef? Where do you work as a chef?
I work in a...
At a restaurant. I work at
exactly, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Martin.
Sorry, you know I'm just teasing you, Martin. He likes it. He loves it. Listen to that. He loves it. So, Martin, what are your guesses then? Basically, say out loud the name of the star you think it is and the films, but only if you get them all right will Adam become conscious, okay? Mm. So say what you think it is. Go for it.
I think it's going to be in Bulbasaur.
You think it's at its bumptious dad of Bulbasaur? Are you an alien? I didn't understand any of that.
That's debatable.
Say it again.
Is it Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell. And what do you think the films are?
I think the first one's Escape from New York.
Yeah. Is that it? Have you got any of the others?
That's all I've got.
All right. That's all I got, man. You know. What more do you want? That's all I got.
I was bending stuff on the stage. It's all getting out of hand.
You were bending stuff on the stage?
Oh, I was burning stuff on the stove.
Oh, you were burning stuff on the stove. Okay. Man, your life sounds like chaos.
Oh, it is.
You're burning things, you can't speak, you're laughing insanely. What's happening in your world? Are you calling from a mental home? On the payphone?
Well, you ain't too far off.
Not too far off. Martin, man, you're wrong. I'm sorry, Adam's still in a regress state.
Poor chap.
You're wrong.
Okay.
But man, thanks a lot for phoning.
Thank you.
Should we give him a prize anyway? It sounds like he's having such fun just living, you know, and just having a madcap time. Maybe he doesn't need a prize. Maybe his prize is just existing.
They're all accepted. It's all good.
It's all good. Well, we'll send you a copy of Scary Movie 4 anyway, which means you've only got one more to give away, because we're taking one each. Okay, we make no bones about that. Thanks for calling, Martin. Bad luck. We've got another caller. Adam's still regressed. We need to rescue him. Hello, Ryan.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
You sound much more sensible.
Yes, well, compared to the last guy, I think I am, yeah.
Yeah, you're clear-minded, you're lucid, you're fully awake.
Yes, all those things.
You can speak, I understand what you're saying. You're not currently burning, setting fire to anything as you speak, are you?
No. I'm just out of the shower, though. I bolted out when I heard the question.
Really? Are you nude?
Yeah.
Really? Are you at, or have you got a towel on you?
Just ask him what he thinks the answer is.
Okay, sorry. What do you think the answers are then, Ryan?
Right, I think the actor is Kurtwood Smith.
Right.
And I think the films are Fortress, Robocop and Dead Pirate Society.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's like surgical precision.
Yeah. How did you know that? Did you go on IMDb?
No, I actually knew them.
Did you really know them from those clues? That's amazing.
Ryan, you're brilliant. Yeah. Do you watch a lot of DVDs?
Enough to know the answers.
Yeah, because he's not he's very well known if you see his face.
Right.
Kurtwood Smith, he's a very familiar face, but he's not a well-known name.
Well, he plays he was, of course, the films were Fortress
with like Martin
with
now.
Highlander. Martin sounded like Noel Fielding from The Boosh.
Do you think?
Yeah. Fortress, yeah, he was the evil prison director in Fortress. You remember, he blows up the necks of the inmates.
You know what? No, I don't remember.
It's not bad, Fortress.
Really?
Yeah, I quite like it. RoboCop, of course, Clarence Bodiger. He was the horrible Clarence Bodiger. He's surely the most evil man ever on film, don't
very
you think?
Very evil, yeah, very evil.
When he blows away the guy, Paul Weller's hand at the beginning. And, of course, the final film was Dead Poets Society, where Kurtwood Smith plays the uptight dad of the kid who wants to be an actor and ends up hanging himself because his dad doesn't like his acting. and that's what it's like.
There's nothing funny about that.
If you want to be an actor, that's the kind of prejudice you're going to run into. So, Ryan, congratulations. Absolutely right there.
You've made me almost forget the fact that Ryan's naked.
Ryan? That was the object of the exercise.
Has he gone?
No, I'm still here.
Yeah, do you want a prize?
Yes, please.
Like some pants? Yeah, well, you can have Scary Movie 4 as well. Are you excited about that?
Yes.
Have you seen Scary Movies 1 to 3?
I saw 1 and I bypassed 2 and 3.
But you still want to see 4?
Yeah, 1's a strong word.
Yeah, okay, well, you're getting it anyway.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And that was amazing. That was one of the best performances we've had, from a caller for a while on that competition.
Absolutely, well done. Clinical precision, as you said.
Like a kind of brain surgeon.
Yeah.
A brainless surgeon.
Thanks very much for your calls, though, both of you guys. And we'll be back after this. XFM. Goes in about 10 minutes, I think.
Well, sorry, what's that?
The bus.
The bus in 10 minutes.
What are you up?
Sorry, I tuned out.
The bus go? What
were you doing? Saying, Adam, that you saw them or not. No, who was that?
What are you talking about?
Who was that singing that last song?
The Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, right. Sorry, I was reading emails. Yeah.
Oh, right. No, I was talking about Baby Shambles on Transmission with Lauren Laverne last night. Yeah, just saying that it was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
So are we going to go to the news now? We have to do the news.
What is the point of you waking up from your reverie?
The emails have been broken for the last 3 weeks, so there's hundreds of them. It was like reading an amazing novel.
He's really excited.
All about me.
So listen, we've kind of left everything too late this hour. We've squashed all the ads and the news up right until the last minute, so we should get on with it. We'll be back very shortly. XFM.
Oh, you see, because it's raining at the end. It's not, the sun isn't in the sky, in fact, literally and metaphorically. So it works on several different levels of irony.
Right.
And that's the crux of the genius of Alan.
Yeah.
I think you'll find that the people at the Reading Festival would understand that better than almost anyone.
Yeah, and speaking of which, we're going to be speaking to Matt, our correspondent at the Reading Festival. He featured in the news.
You might have heard him in the news.
It was pretty rainy last night here at the festival, and
he doesn't sound well. It sounds as if he was just in a bucket the whole night.
And he's staying in a hotel, apparently, as well.
Exactly.
Imagine what you'd feel like. Are people still... Yeah, they're still at Reading now, right?
Yeah. They're waiting
and
for the monkeys.
And some of them are intense. You know, Adam and listeners, I was at a festival last weekend. I went to the Green Man Festival in Wales, near Abergavenny, and it's the poshest festival in the world.
The folk festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's so well-behaved.
Mm-hmm.
There's no litter. There's only a few thousand people there. It's beautiful. It's the most immaculate festival. I was still miserable.
Because you were still uncomfortable.
I hate camping.
I can't believe you actually went camping.
I'm a misery gut. So what an amazing tribute to me that I did.
Well, yeah.
And my love for my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
I did. But I was still... And imagine what it would be like to camp at a proper festival.
I know.
Like, we used to do Glastonbury for the BBC, but they used to put us up in a hotel.
There was no question of camping.
Well, we'd walk past the tents, and it was basically like a refugee camp, wasn't it? A really bad refugee camp.
Yeah.
Well, you know, not that bad, possibly.
Well, you know, we camped at the Phoenix Festival, didn't we?
No, I didn't.
I think I camped there with my dad.
Right.
Because I remember we went and did a bit for our show.
Yeah.
And we went and watched Black Grape, and then we went back to the tent, and my dad had some Jim Beam and half a Temazepam.
That didn't look too bad, actually. That looked quite nice.
Yeah, and that was okay. That was a decent night. But if it's raining, that's no good.
Hades.
Absolutely awful. So our sympathies go out to anyone who's listening in Reading who's feeling uncomfortable and miserable. But, you know...
Look at this.
What's Xanthi got?
Xanthi's just entered the studio with a copy of the new Robbie Williams single, Rude Box.
Rude Box.
We're going to be talking about that later, and we might play it as well.
Rude Box.
Look at that.
And we're going to talk to Matt very soon, I think, aren't we, Xanthi?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so we'll check in with Matt for some Reading news, find out from the horse's mouth what's going on. But here's a free play for you right now. Joe, this is one of yours.
Yeah, which one is it going to be?
It's Eidos.
Yeah, this Eidos is one of the people that played at the Green Man Festival. He used to be the lead singer of Gorky's Zygotic Monkey. Have they split now?
They have, yeah.
That's a great shame, but they've split into a number of separate, equally brilliant solo entities, and Eidos is one of them. And this is this song is sung in Welsh, because Wales is really hot right now, right?
It's so hot right now.
It's so hot. Everyone's into Wales.
Everyone.
Like Glyn from Big Brother.
Absolutely.
He's Welsh.
Charlotte Church's new Friday night show is coming on next weekend.
And she's Welsh.
Yeah, advertises itself as being well Welsh.
And you know what? I don't even know what this is called. In Welsh, this is called Dawn Sio Dros y Môr.
And it's from the album Chops.
Yeah, it is, with Chops on the front.
We'll be talking to Matt Everett from the Reading Festival after this one.
Yeah, that's Eidos Charles with Dawn Sio Dros y Môr. I don't know, if you're Welsh, maybe you can tell us what some of that meant, because the lyrics on the inner sleeve are in Welsh as well. There's absolutely no way in for a non-Welsh speaker.
No, well, the way in is through the music.
Or learning the language.
Yeah, you could do that, I suppose.
But he's amazingly talented, and he did a brilliant set at the Green Man. And I love him.
Yeah, Chops is the name of the album. Well worth checking out. Right, we've got Matt Everett from XFM. He's our correspondent at the Reading Festival. Are you there, Matt?
Yes, I am indeed. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Better than you, it sounds like.
No, I've just got a slightly sore throat. Last night kind of kicked off in a reasonably large way, so I'm just feeling a little bit shoddy, but not too bad.
Yeah.
How large was it, exactly?
It was kind of medium size. It was very much a battle against the weather, really.
Medium size.
Would it? Yeah. It's a battle against the weather. Okay, has it been raining non-stop?
It was kind of raining quite a lot. Franz Ferdinand came on, it rained for half of that, then it didn't rain. Kaiser's coming, it rained for half of that and didn't rain. So it's been a battle between the elements and the music, very much so.
Was it very cold as well as being rainy?
No, it was nice weather most of the day, then it got slightly chilly, and then cold and wet at the same time, then just cold.
And what's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
I'm not sure, actually. I'm sure if you check out the BBC 5-day forecast weather site, you can find out what the weather's going to be like in Reading.
Hey, listen, Matt, do you agree with me that the bands shouldn't be undercover? You know, if the audience are going to get wet, I think the band should get wet too, because they stand there in their, like, with their blow heaters on, under their awning.
It's like, not very practical, though. They're electric bands.
They're electric bands.
Yeah,
they're modern bands.
They are electrical.
No, come on, that kind of thing. They can make waterproof lights.
Do you know how many rock stars have been killed on stage for exactly that kind
of
thing?
Is that really true?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Five rock stars have been killed through that exact thing. The electrocution, the water comes down, they touch the microphones down, completes a circuit that's made by the electrics and the light.
But that's exciting.
And they die.
But how many members of the audience have died through exposure to the elements? I bet you a larger number. I rest my case.
It's got to be 9 or 10 at least. Only those carrying large electrical items that are plugged in to the festival.
Like me.
Without a very long extension cord.
I was tempted to bring my telly.
What?
I was tempted to bring my telly when I my Xbox 360 to the festival.
Yeah, or a blender, or maybe a running machine, or some straightening tongs.
Now, Matt, you used to be in a band yourself, of course, didn't you?
A long time ago, yes, that's true.
You were in the band Menswear.
That's right.
One of the great Britpop flag bearers.
I'd personally like to say just one of the great bands, full stop.
Yes, of course, really. Yeah. What did you play in menswear?
I played the drums.
You played the drums?
Yeah, proper instrument and everything.
Yeah, but you're not like a typical drummer, though. You can speak and everything.
Just about, yes. I find the reputation of drummers as idiot hellraisers to be vastly inaccurate.
That's insulting, isn't it?
Yes, and we're mostly bookish people.
Did you ever play the Reading Festival?
Yes, a couple of times.
What was it like? Did you enjoy those days?
We were rubbish, but I had quite a good time.
That's very honest.
Be true.
And what are you looking forward to? The big band we heard in your report on the news that everyone's looking forward to is the Arctic Monkeys tonight, is that right?
Yeah, Arctic Monkeys should be fantastic. I mean, like, they played Reading last year when kind of people weren't that interested in them, really. So this is kind of like the big comeback. They obviously should have done Glastonbury this year, but there was no Glastonbury, so everyone's kind of waiting for that. They turned up on site last night, surrounded by lots of paparazzi, and Alex, the singer, was kind of sitting backstage with his girlfriend on his lap, just trying to have some chips quietly. Quite an Arctic Monkeys thing to do, that. Just
what's
sitting there.
What's his girlfriend like?
I didn't chat to her, but she looked perfectly pleasant.
Is she like a normal person?
She was. There wasn't like the big sunglasses and the whole kind of like glam, Juju look.
And she's not a celebrity of any sort.
No. She seemed like a good, honest Sheffield lass.
Wow, that's good, isn't it?
That is good. He's got to hold on to that one, you know? Yeah. Don't make the mistake of going down the boring celebrity route.
Yeah,
exactly. He's got that kind of slightly longer hair look going on. I don't know if you saw this week's copy of The Enemy.
Yeah,
he's got the kind of like slightly more shaggy, long, more rock and roll haircut. So maybe that's an indication of them selling out their down to earth roots and pursuing a more Led Zeppelin kind of image.
Well, the Enemy is all full of like predictions of doom for the Arctic Monkeys and saying like it's all over for them. They mismanaged their great moment, and now you know the excitement has passed. The album's dropping out of the charts while the Kaiser Chiefs are still in there and stuff like that. But they're still massive, though, aren't they?
That's cobbler. Yeah, it's cobbler. It's just like all the albums dropping out of the charts after selling 2 million copies.
Yeah.
So I doubt they're really bothered, you know. But it sells papers, doesn't it? It sells papers.
And they're a better live proposition than the Kaiser Chiefs, aren't they?
Kaiser Chiefs were actually really good last night. I mean, I don't know if it was just me being drunk or just the whole, because it started to rain after like two songs.
Have you been drinking there?
You're an official XFM reporter,
you disgust
Matt.
Me.
I'm going to tell the head of XFM that you were drunk on duty.
I bet you even smoke cigarettes, don't you? You revolt me.
I don't.
Well, Matt, maybe we can catch up with you again a bit later on, if that's all right.
But yes, indeed.
Thanks a lot for talking to us.
Enjoy the show.
Bye-bye. Cheers, bye. Right, now, here is the Muse. Yes. That's the Dirty Pretty Things with Wondering. This is Adam and Joe here on a Saturday afternoon. This is XFM. And we were talking to Matt Everett a while back there. He's at the Reading Festival. And personally, I'm sort of glad that I'm not. Don't you think?
At the Reading Festival?
Yeah. I'm just looking out the window because it's just a disgusting.
Well, I'm amazed about how people persevere at festivals. As soon as it started raining at the Green Man Festival, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I thought, right, call this off. It's just not going to be enjoyable.
Did you moan right the way through the festival? No. Yeah.
But when I woke up in the morning, I was woken by a clap of thunder.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday morning, a clap of thunder and very, very hard rain. Chubby rain.
Chubby rain.
Falling from the sky.
Hard rain with Christian Slater?
Yeah. I thought, this is rubbish.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Hard rain
sleeping
is rubbish.
In a plastic bag in the middle of a field, surrounded by chatting toffs.
Right.
That's the other thing. Trying to sleep at a festival is very difficult.
I know, because they carry on chatting right late into the night. They get into their tents and they start quoting Monty Python at each other and stuff. And
Our tent was in the middle of a little nexus of... People have gazebos, right? They pitch their tents in a
circle.
With all the openings next to each other.
The tents are getting insane, aren't they? They're like little palaces.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You want a big tent like a house.
Did you have a big house tent?
Not big enough.
Right.
It was quite big, but not big enough. But they pitch their tents in a circle, then they set up a gazebo in the middle, which is all weather, obviously, so it means they can carry on having tedious conversations, whatever the weather. And then they have a little table and chairs, and it's just a little 24-hour party.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe, I'd hate yobbos. I don't like yobbos.
Don't
and
like
there were
yobos?
No yobos at the
you don't
Green
like
Man
poshos?
Festival. No, but what
like...
I was going to say, right?
Do you like?
Bear with me.
Yeah.
Like, poshos are better than yobos. But even the poshos can get annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was trying to get to sleep while listening to someone go, have you done the yoga? Do you do yoga? Yeah, I do. I do that guy. There's an old guy, Brian.
Yeah, I go to Brian as well. He's brilliant. He's really old, but he's brilliant. It's really painful yoga, isn't it? God, it's really tough. You know, you think it's going to be all easy and Buddhist, but actually it's really hard work.
Yeah, it is really hard. I'm like, shut up! Trying to go to sleep! almost slightly interesting conversation is harder to drop off to than just somebody going, away, 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 which presumably is what it's more like at less posh festivals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just swear at each other and stuff. Mm. Yeah, that's what it was like at the Phoenix Festival, the now defunct Phoenix Festival with my dad. I remember lying there in a semi-conscious state, listening to people just going, well, I can't say any of the things. They're just swearing at each other.
Right.
Frungles!
Frungles?
Bully bag! Nicolastic!
That sounds quite fun.
That kind of thing.
In little voices like this.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
They weren't like... saying those words. They were saying dirty words, though.
Right.
So it wasn't fun.
No.
It was frightening. It was like... whatever.
Was it? The Channel 4 show?
Yeah.
The secret to sleeping at a festival is taking earplugs. I rammed my earplugs so far into my ears.
That's dangerous.
Well, I know. I thought they were going to touch my brain. I would have been happy if they'd touched my brain. I wanted them to sever the nerves in my ears.
I can't believe you agreed to go to this festival.
Once I went to something like that and I forgot my earplugs, so I used cigarette butts.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I thought, come on, they're a bit like...
clean ones.
They're a bit like foamy earplugs.
They hadn't been smoked.
No, just the filter. Just the filter. I stuffed a couple of cigarette filters into my ears.
Shut up! Why
are you Shane McGowan?
Well, that's the closest I get to being Shane McGowan.
Okay, free playtime right now. And this one puts me in mind of Uncle Mick, of
Mick
course.
Rock.
Mick Rock coming up after this show.
XFM at
1 o'clock.
Exciting show.
Yeah, this is a track by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, Jesus.
What a great band. Mick Jagger used to do a lot of the singing, still does. And what a band they are. Keith Richards. Wow. I remember bumping into Keith backstage once at Wembley, and I said to him, Keith. And he walked straight past me. This is an early track. Called Sitting on a Fence. No, that's not. That's
Mick
not sitting
Rock.
On a fence. Hey, I'm a photographer, not a DJ. All right, get off my back, you fascist. It's a peach. Rolling Stones with Sitting on a Fence. That's an anti-marriage song, that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
As a married man, does that make you regret getting married listening to that?
Well, no, because he's just saying he's sitting on a fence, like he hasn't totally made up his mind. I suppose it's not completely anti-marriage, it's just sort of saying, I'd rather not do anything than make the wrong choice.
Who was he about to marry at that point?
I don't know, they were very young at that stage, that's an early one. Who was he hanging around with then? I've no idea.
Probably a very, very, very sexy young lady.
Very, very sexy.
Called Titiana.
Called Titiana.
Wearing a floaty dress with some leaves in her hair, very high on droogs.
So listen, I want to talk about the Orange Mobile Animals campaign.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shall we do that after the break?
Yes, let's.
So stick with us here on XFM.
Yeah, this is Adam and Joe, by the way. XFM, London's 104.9, the number one station for guitar music and stupid rambly chat. XFM. What's that? It's messages from space at the end of that.
Yeah, that was actual messages from space.
Wow.
Wasted Little DJs by The View.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9.
Now, one of the most baffling advertising campaigns of recent months has been the Orange Mobile Animals campaign.
Yes.
Now, everyone will have seen that. You've seen that, right, Xanthi? You know what I'm talking about?
Xanthi's representative of everyone.
Yeah.
Kind of a dippy girl going through life without caring about much, occasionally seeing things and remembering them, right? That's so not true, Xanthi.
That's not true at all.
It's not really not true. That was a joke.
That was a special
Xanthi
joke.
Xanthi is very intelligent.
Extremely observant. Very attractive.
Sorry, I've just...
Yeah, the orange adverts. Come on. Basically, Orange have got this new thing, right? And, you know, jump in if I'm taking over at all from any of your... thoughts, Ad, but they've got these new animal-based packages, right?
Yeah.
Dolphin, for people who love to text. Raccoon, for people who call landlines a lot. Canary, for people who talk a lot in the evenings. Panther, for people who like all the extras. Cockatoo, for people who like... No, that's what I made up.
Yeah, dolphin. And they illustrate these with big sort of orange blow-up figures of the animals in the ads. And what's happening in the ads? It's all
well,
like...
the advert's ridiculous, listeners. I don't know whether you've seen the advert, but basically, in the advert, a group of sexy, posh, hippie 20-somethings hold a beach party and inflate a massive orange balloon in the shape of a panther to celebrate these new animal-based pay-as-you-go phone tariffs. Gentle folk music plays over the top as they unpack their wicker picnic baskets and scoop their beautiful kids out of their artfully beaten-up Range Rovers. They gather equipment, work as a team to set it up on the beach. They light a brazier, play frisbee, a brazier, have a picnic. So are we actually supposed to believe that real people have arranged this party?
Yeah, they've heard about the new tariffs. Mm. They've heard that they're named after animals.
Can you imagine the phone discussion?
Yeah.
Hi, Titiana. this is Rufus. Listen, Rollo's arranging a party on the beach at Tittingham. It's to celebrate those brilliant new orange pay-as-you-go tariffs. You know,
Seen them. Yeah, the panther and the
exactly.
The dolphin. Yeah, no, I think they're wicked. And canary, especially, is one that I think I'm going to sign up for because it's for people who love to chat.
Yeah,
and I love to chat. So.
Oh, God, you've got to come to the party on the
great.
Beach. You know, come down. We're getting together at Rollo's house at about 5 and we'll just throw the stuff in the back of the Ranger and we'll drive down. Henry's had this superb, ginormous panther-shaped balloon made.
Yeah.
Cost him a couple of grand, but, you know, he makes a million a minute in the city. It's exactly the same shape as the logo and we're going to inflate it on the beach, have a bonfire and a picnic. I'll bring along my guitar, you know, we can sing songs about phones. It'd be brilliant. It'd be a great party. Oh, and the guys from Orange are going to come and film it to use it in some advert.
And that's how it went.
That's how it went. Well, that's how they want us to think it went.
I mean, it's just a series of extraordinary decisions on the part of Orange. A, to have that advert, and B, just to have the idea of the tariffs themselves. What genius came up with that? Naming them, it's hard for people to get their heads round all the different packages, most of which, it should be said, mean a slight increase in tariffs if you're an Orange customer. But, the best way to explain them to people is by naming them after animals. All right, stupid genius idea number one. Stupid genius idea number two, to the choice of animals, dolphin, for people who like to text a lot, you know, like dolphins do.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They love to text because they've got opposable fins, you know. What are you doing? Swimming. What about you? Yeah, swimming. What are you doing later? Swimming. Underwater? Yeah. That's the kind of text that dolphins would send. There's panther for people who like all the extras because, you know, the panther is notorious in the animal kingdom for enjoying extras. They actually prefer it to the office, I think. There's the canary as well, for people who love to chat, you know, rather than for people who can smell gas, which is the main, attribute of the canary, as far as I know. And the raccoon, for people who want no-nonsense basics. In what way is that the typical characteristic of the raccoon? Raccoons mainly forage in bins, don't they?
Well, they should have a tariff for tramps, then.
Yeah.
That should be the raccoon. What about, I want the emu.
What would the emu do?
Well, just for people who bury their heads in the sand and ignore everything. You get one call, half a text, on the first Thursday of every month. And for the rest of the time, your phone is broken. What about the baboon? For just people whose lives are constant chaos.
Mm.
It just randomly makes calls automatically from your handbag or your pocket.
Yeah.
There's a name for that, isn't there? Gash calls or something.
Butt calls.
Yeah, what about the bonobo monkey?
Oh, they're disgusting, aren't they?
Yeah, that's for people who call dirty chat lines.
Yeah.
It gives you low-cost 0898 numbers.
The bonobo is good.
Yeah. What about the weasel?
Yeah.
For someone who cheats on their girlfriend.
Absolutely, the weasel tariff. Yeah, it won't show up on your bill.
Mm.
Very nice, Joe Cornish.
Thanks a lot.
Satirically brilliant. Shall we play some more music?
Yeah.
I've done one of the wrong ones again, haven't I? As soon as that started,
quite
I thought,
good.
Should we just play it anyway?
Oh, once there.
Let's see what it's like. Okay, so I found out
who that was.
Using Shazam, which is a great service if you've never
Shazam
used it.
Shazam is the thing where you call a number and you play any tune down your mobile phone and it can tell what tune it is. It texts you back, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Identifies the rhythm and stuff.
All you do is you get your mobile phone, you key in 2580 and make the call, and then you hold the phone up in front of the speaker. The music has to be fairly loud. But it's unbelievable. It just takes a little snatch of music and it just identifies it and then sends a text for you in about 5 minutes or, no, less than that, 30 seconds, and tells you what it is. And it told me that that piece of music was Third Dan with, what was it, Xanthi? Guess I Wanted More From You. It's quite good.
Is it computerized Shazam, or does it go straight through to some sort of sweatshop in Pakistan?
It's got to be computerized.
With hundreds of children and a massive CD collection.
Yeah, and one in the corner sort of goes, I'm pretty sure this is Third Dan!
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very seldom wrong.
Yeah.
But it is unbelievable. Try it with, like, even the most obscure track and it'll pretty much get it right every time.
Now, it's the X List coming up in 8 minutes, so get your requests in. We've left it a little bit late to get requests in, so the chances of you getting your record played are very high. Make sure it's kind of an XFM type record you're requesting, otherwise, you know, it won't get played.
No, there's no use, you know, asking for Topographic Oceans or whatever, because we haven't got it.
And you can text 83XFM with your requests, or can they telephone? Yeah, you can telephone 0871-222-1049 and come and speak to us. We've got another quite exciting prize to give away through the X-List Hour.
Yeah, because of course we have Rock and Reel, or Rock and Rubs, our amazing Identify the Real Band Name competition. And you could maybe win some prizes. Maybe you could win the tickets to go and see, is it The Killers? No, Jet.
I've got passes to Fright Fest, though.
Mystery Jet.
Somebody? Anybody?
Oh, Joe's got... That's a
I've
good
got,
prize.
I've got passes to... Weekend passes to Fright Fest, the horror film festival that's happening here in central London, which we'll talk more about a bit later as well.
Yeah, so if
but
you're
you
interested...
could win those. So there's a lot of motivation to get your requests in on the X List.
Absolutely.
Today.
If you're interested in taking part in that competition, the best thing to do is to give us a call, because then we'll call you back. 0871-222-1049. So we're both going to Edinburgh this weekend, aren't we, Joe?
Yes, we are.
Going off to... what are you doing?
I am interviewing Matt Parker and Trey Stone as part of the, like, some sort of masterclass or something.
That's cool. Yeah. What are they talking about?
We're going to talk about all kinds of things.
Well,
there's so much to talk about with South Park, isn't there? There's the whole Mohammed cartoon thing they got involved in. There's all the Tom Cruise stuff,
yeah.
The Mel Gibson stuff.
Right.
That's without even just starting to ask them how they make it and write it and stuff.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Where's that happening if people want to go along, if they're up there?
Edinburgh. Yeah, it's happening in Edinburgh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where is Edinburgh?
Don't know. Scotland.
In Scotland. Now, where is it happening? Do you know where it's happening?
Yeah, Edinburgh.
I know, but what's the venue?
I don't know anything about Edinburgh. I don't know.
How are you going to get there?
I'm just going to go to the hotel, and then a lady's going to meet me.
My goodness. Anyway, probably,
my life's very busy.
I imagine it's sold out anyway, so it probably doesn't need promoting. But I'm going up there. I'm going to see Tony Law. Have you ever heard of Tony Law?
Yeah, he's good. Is he Canadian?
Yeah, he's
brilliant.
He's
a very funny stand-up.
Can't wait for that. But next week, I'm thinking of going and seeing Crank every day.
Right, Crank is a new movie with Jason, how do you say his name?
Statham. Yeah. What is it? All I've seen is the ad. He's been injected with something that means that if his adrenaline levels go down, he'll die.
Is that
right?
It's like speed in a body.
Right, exactly.
Yeah?
Okay.
So if he stops being adrenalized, he'll die. It's a good idea.
Yeah, do you think that was the pitch? Speed within the human body?
Probably.
The film speed rather than the drug.
Probably. Yeah.
There you go.
He's going to be a big star. He's doing well.
Yeah.
He's kind of got this relentless B-movie thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at kicking down doors.
He looks serious. He's charismatic in Revolver. I mean, you know, he does a pretty good job in the face of pretty extraordinary odds.
Yeah. Actually, he was at the Revolver premiere.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I went to see it?
I do remember.
And I was with my friend Edgar, and Stratham was pushing... How do you say his name again?
Statham.
Statham was pushing through us to say hello to one of his gangster mates.
Yeah.
And
is this
he's
at
got
Waxley
the kind
O'Connor's?
Of, no, this was just at the Odeon Leicester Square.
Right.
But he used my friend. He, like, climbed over Edgar.
Yeah.
He put his just hand on his shoulder. He didn't even know who he was, but put his hand on his shoulder and pushed up using another human as a weight, you know, just as a piece of ballast.
Edgar's quite handy for that. He's the right size, though, isn't
he? Yeah, but I thought it was a little bit, you know, a little bit demeaning.
Well, he should count himself lucky that Statham didn't just shoot him right in the face.
That's true.
You know? Because that's what he usually does if he doesn't like you. Okay, it's ad break time, and then... and then we are coming back with the X-List, of course. So get your requests in. Don't forget to give us a call if you want to take part in Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs, our competition in the next hour. 0871 222 1049. That's 0871 222 1049. We'll be back shortly. XFM. Okay, listen. This is the beginning of the X-List. It's Adam and Joe here. And I'm straight in with the wrong track there. Santhi, what's going on? Track 19? I thought you said track 9. Right, you know, they sound very similar. You've got to say everything 5 times for me. Let's kick off the X List with this one, which is hopefully from The Police. Quite scratched, this one, Xanthi.
That's not my fault.
Listen to it. That is your fault.
That's authentic.
That's not authentic. That's scratched. That CD is scratched. Get your coat. Get your coat. Okay, right. You forced me to play the B-52s instead now. Fantastic. That was the B-52s with 52 Girls.
They're supposed to be Osama bin Laden's favourite band.
Why? Who says?
Well, I was kind of away at that festival, but wasn't there a thing in the papers where a woman who was purported to have had an affair with him?
Pooport.
An affair. She had an affair with his pooport. What? No, that's not true. This is all speculative. Anyway, she claimed to have gone out with him when he was a student or something. And she was describing what his, day-to-day tastes were, and apparently he's a big fan of the B-52s.
Really?
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, they had a joke about this story on the Friday Night Project last night, but they said...
A joke? They had a joke on the Friday Night Project?
It resembled a joke in structure and form, but there was no actual humour involved, obviously.
Right.
But I think they were talking about the fact that it was Celine Dion or something. Or it was what's her name, who used to be married to Bobby Brown and takes drugs.
Yeah, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
He thought she was the most attractive woman in the world.
Yeah.
He thought that his girlfriend should dress up like her.
Yeah.
But this could all be a hoax.
It could all be a hoax.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She could be lying.
It could be just rumours spread to discredit him, do you think?
But listen, possibly, how dare they?
To discredit Osama
bin Laden. But listen,
talking of
whatever you were just talking about, we need to send out a warning, radio listeners, about this new Robbie Williams single.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're not alone in thinking it's terrible, because the Sun's Bazaar column, it's called Rude Box.
Yeah.
And Victoria Newton, who writes the Sun's Bazaar column, calls it the worst record in history.
That's pretty categorical,
yeah?
Isn't it?
That's damning with faint praise, isn't it? Rude Box, Rude Burst, star-star-star-star-ux, more like. You can tell what she's getting at. We're going to play you a little bit of this Robbie Williams single. Now, I know this is XFM, so you wouldn't usually hear stuff like this, but this does serve a purpose, because what Williams is doing is single-handedly ruining an entire genre of music, right? He's trying to jump on the kind of streets bandwagon.
Well, this is a mishmash of all kinds of things. Rude Box, it even sounds like the title of a Beck track, Disco
right.
Box, from Beck's album Odelay, and it owes a great deal to Beck's last album, Gero, the kind of video game sounds that he's got in there.
Yeah, but he's doing kind of white rapping in a kind of sort of bored... kind of slice of life way.
Yeah, that's his...
Full of contemporary, youth buzzwords. This single is almost as if he's sat down at a corporate meeting where they've come up with a list of contemporary youth buzzwords that he's got to fit into the song. Semtex, The Matrix.
Have you got the lyrics there?
Yeah, I've got the lyrics. He mentions old school Adidas, TK Maxx, Michael Jackson, Booty, the Special Olympics, sort of trendy things to drop into his rap.
Are the Special Olympics trendy?
Well, they
I know
kind
what you
of
mean.
Are, yeah, because South Park always take the mickey out of them.
Right.
And then there was that Johnny Knoxville film. So it is quite hip to make Special Olympics jokes.
This is my favourite line.
It's wrong.
Rude Box, up your jacksy, split your keks, sing a song of Semtex, pocket full of Durex, body full of Mandrex. Are we going to have sex? Yes. Will you wear
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
It's sort of desperate doggerel. Anyway, should we have a listen?
Do the root box, shake your root box. Do the root box, shake your root
box. So there's the Beck thing at the beginning there.
Yeah, and this is a sample from a fantastic record coming up. It's by Sly and Robbie, Boops, right?
Okay, then back to basics. Grab your shell toes and your fat laces. A little hand clap for some funk faces and make your body move in the following.
It's that, it does that kind of bored thing of like, me, I can't be bothered, and, you know...
Okay, then back to base heads down.
Okay, side. Then.
Olympics, I got the root box of the back of a spaceship. So sick, I just had to take it. The R-U-D.
So the root box, he got it from the back of a spaceship.
What is a root box?
It's...
Is it like your pants? Is it like your where your root bits are kept? What's a root box?
Well, it's a cricketing thing, isn't it?
Oh, like a kind of thing to protect your nutties.
That's a protective box.
And is that really what it is?
This is the Sly and Robbie bit here. To bonk until you drop, is that what you're saying?
Oh, I don't know. We better look at our lyric sheets. But that's Boops by Sly and Robbie is a fantastic record. And now...
No, to bump until you drop. There you go.
Now we won't be able to listen to that without people thinking we're Robbie Williams fans.
Why are you so nasty?
Okay, then back.
Can we switch it off now?
Take both pills. The Matrix, Jack.
The Matrix.
Take both pills. So the Matrix.
They've taken out a swear word just before that. So it sounds as if he's just randomly saying, like, cool things he thinks are cool.
Yeah, that's right.
The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Arctic Monkeys.
No, he's saying F the Matrix.
Oh, is he?
And that's been removed there. So as far as we know on the radio, he just likes The Matrix.
And if in case you catch the video to this, listeners, have a good look at it. It's kind of trying to be like a Hype Williams video, you know, a shiny hip-hop video. But it actually looks as if it's been directed by Andy Peters. No disrespect to Andy Peters, but the video looks like the opening sequence to some CBBC show.
Mm.
It's got hip-hop dancers, but... they're good on a sort of BBC level.
That's right.
You know?
Looks like a BBC ident.
Yeah, it really does.
And it's one of those videos that actually there's nothing going on in it other than just some people dancing in a fairly lame
lasers.
Way.
Lasers.
But they've got lasers. And they've got like a special technique that makes it look like they've got kind of fluorescent green jelly on their shoes.
Yeah. And Robbie and Williams wears a tracksuit with Rasta colours on the kind of lapels.
Yeah.
To prove his urban credentials. And he also flicks a V to the camera. That's right, a V sign.
Because he cares so little.
Yeah, he really doesn't give a sausage.
He doesn't give two...
He doesn't care a shibboleth.
He doesn't care a tiny...
He's so naughty, he should be stopped.
A cornflake. He should be stopped.
He should be stopped. It's kind of like naughty music for mums.
He's a naughty man.
It's hip-hop for mums. The streets for mums. Go on, mum. Now mum can be into the streets too with new Robbie Williams.
Anyway.
It's got omega-3.
And it's stuffed full
of
omega-3.
Stinks of old fish.
Mum, instead of food, can I just have omega-3 for lunch, please?
Yes, you can. I've got a big plate of it right here.
Anyway. Turn it off now, please turn it off.
Okay, here's the real deal.
Fire!
Sly and Robbie.
Yeah.
With Boops, Here to Go.
That's the song that Robbie Williams has kind of hijacked.
For his extraordinary root box. I wonder if it'll be a hit root box. Do you think he's... I mean, he's you know, he's got his finger on the popular pulse more than we do, I suppose.
Has he?
I think so. He's done pretty well for himself, hasn't he? So
yeah, he's done well.
Who knows?
Well done.
Well done, Robbie.
Well done, Robbie.
I think we should do a version of it, though, don't you?
I think we might have a go at doing our own version of it and maybe play it to you in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, because if we can cash in on some of Robbie's...
He's sort of established a formula there that we could copy.
Very easily. I think even a five-year-old child could copy
it. I tell
you
what, I'll write a list of cool things. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to start with iPod...
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? I'm going to write Xbox
something that, because I think apparently young people listen to this show.
Really?
Yeah. We could ask some of them what, you know, we need a list of cool things
right.
that we can put in our Robbie Williams song, yeah?
Yeah, so text us in. Cool. I'm kicking you off with iPod, an Xbox 360, Arctic Monkeys. These are just things that people just randomly, you know, if you want to grab a kind of fashionable phrase quickly, these are the things you'd reach for.
And we need some things that maybe a bit younger. This is more like the word readers.
What about knife crime?
Ideas that we're having at the moment. Knife crime.
What
is if good.
What could I rhyme knife crime with?
What about oyster card?
Yeah, oyster.
Oyster card.
It's a bit London centric.
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
But anyway, if you've got any more suggestions for just instant sort of fashionable things,
war
text
on
them.
Terror.
That's good. War on Terror. I tell you what, you could send us in, actually. Text us on 83XFM rhymes, because the rhymes are the tricky thing.
Yeah.
Because what does he rhyme? Semtex with Durex?
Yeah, Semtex with Durex and Mandrax.
That's clever stuff, you see.
Mandrax? It's Mandrax, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
No. It's
because the clever thing is to rhyme something very sort of important, like Semtex, with something apparently trivial, like Durex.
Andrex would have been a better rhyme.
Mm.
And then he's got... What else has he got?
Someone's texted in, the Robbie song is Do the Bartman with rude words. That's quite true, isn't it? It does sound like Do the Bartman. Nina, thanks for that.
Oh, here's another line that he's got in his song. Okay, then, check the tan line. Make your body shape like you stood on a landmine.
There you go, trivialising landmines. Nice
call,
one, Robbie.
Call me on my mobile, not the landline. And the jack the main line... And then jack the main line at the same time. I don't understand.
You know what my favourite line in it is? He goes, if you try to jack me, I'll rude box you. And if you rude box me, I'll rude box your whole crew. What sort of confrontation would that be late at night in Brixton?
Did you just try and jack me? I'm going to rude box you if you jack me one more time. That's a formal warning.
And if you rude box me, I'll rude box your whole crew. What would he do? What does it mean? I've got a box and I've done a fart in it and I'm going to open it near your face. Ooh, the stink, the waft. Can you smell it? The waft. Now don't touch me again. Bye.
It's a giant pump. It could easily take care of your whole crew.
I've written the word Willy in the matchbox.
If there's one
I'm
going
to open it in front of your face. Willy, Willy.
Kai's using his rude box on us. Run, everybody, quick.
We'll be back shortly. XFM. That's good, isn't it? That's Tom York with Harrow Downhill.
Is that his internet-only release thing?
No, you can get that in the shops.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. Ooh. That's on the Eraser album. And I think it's probably the first single from that album. This is Adam and Joe here on XFM. Been fielding a couple of calls from, I think, maybe disgruntled Robbie fans.
Robbie Williams fans.
So sorry about that.
It's competition time. In a second, we're going to play Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs, where you call in and you have to guess which band names are real and which are rubbish. There's 10 of them.
Yeah.
And if you get... Are we going to play two people off each other?
No, we'll just do the one,
I think. We'll just do the one. And basically, if you play, you get to win either the tickets to see the Mystery Jets or a weekend pass to Fright Fest, the horror film festival happening in Leicester Square this weekend. And we should also mention we were talking about... What's it called? Crank?
Crank.
Yeah, the exciting film about the man who has a special drug injected into his heart, whereby he'll die if he stops doing exciting things.
Yes.
If you want to see
that, drug.
Then there is a listener screening, which you can get tickets to if you listen to XFM tomorrow all day. Just listen to the Movie Minute, which plays throughout the day, and you could win tickets for a listener screening of Crank.
Crank.
Is that a nickname for your son when he gets angry? Do you call him Crank? You don't call him Crank?
No.
You should start.
I call him Gort.
Gort?
Yeah.
Who's that? Some sort of alien lord?
Yeah, he's the robot in when the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, yes.
You know, he comes out. He's a nice robot, though. Anyway, music now. Here's one from The Strokes. This is off one of their singles. I think it's a B-side, but it's a brilliant B-side. It's called When It Started. No, what is it with me and my buttons
today?
What
is it with you and your buttons? You've been injected with a drug that makes you select the wrong CD.
You know what? I had the wrong...
Called booze.
I had the wrong disc in the box. That's what it is. The thing is that we spend a lot of time doing our podcast, you know? And then preparation for the radio show tends to...
Go down the tubes.
Go on the back burner. Well, you know, I've got the wrong CD in here, so I'm going to have to play this track. It's James Brown and the Famous Flames with Mashed Potatoes.
That's good. Make it up! Yeah, that was an unexpected bit of James Brown there with Mashed Potato from the ancient past.
The ancient days. And we've got a track right now. This is going out to just the texting dolphin. Is that no name? Just the texting dolphin.
It's in the orange ad.
Yeah, exactly. I know it was a reference to the orange ad, but I was just wondering if
so
it was...
So they're proving you wrong. It is an actual dolphin that texts.
Right.
They're probably in the Brighton Marina.
Yeah.
Does that still exist? I used to go there as a kid.
I think it does. Yeah, I've been forced to think again. This one is going out to you then, Texting Dolphin. It's New Order with True Faith. That's New Order.
Even though it sounded like the Pet Shop Boys.
It sounded a lot like the Pet Shop Boys. Joe was saying that there was a track, I've been getting away with it all my life. Was that the Pet Shop Boys and New Order? Was there a New Order connection there? Maybe someone could let us know via text.
That sounds very dated now, doesn't it? That, I mean, still good, but it really sounds...
Well, everyone was using the same drum machine for a while, INXS and Fine Young Cannibals.
And the same synthesizer.
Yeah.
And singing in the same way.
But I remember it being an exciting time, though. It was an enjoyable time for music.
Yeah.
You know? It wasn't exactly pushing boundaries, but it was...
It's true, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And it had all those videos choreographed by the funny costume man. You remember? Where they're all jumping up in the air in strange
ways. Oh, that's right, the French guy.
Yeah.
Who did those Kodak adverts and all the Grace Jones videos.
That's right.
Yeah, I do remember him. Listen, we've got a caller on the line. Miles. Hello, Miles.
Hello, Adam. How are you?
I'm actually Joe, but I'm very well indeed.
Oh, Joe. Sorry, I apologise.
Sorry, mate, don't worry. It's an easy mistake to make. And, Miles, you've got a request... But before we get to that, you're going to play our competition, right?
Yeah, rock and rubs, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. You know how this competition works?
I heard it last week. I think I know how it works, yeah.
And are you fairly confident? Do you think you're good at telling fake band names from real band names? Because it's hard these days.
We'll see, won't we?
what score do you get? Do you reckon you'll get out of 10?
Out of 10. Well, I'm hoping for 10.
Yeah,
we've never
had the full 10, but here's the jingle just to remind you of the rules.
Rock and real, or rock and rubs? Are the bands real, or are they just rubbish? Rock and real, or rock and rubs? Are they real, or are they rubs?
So there you go.
How do you feel after that, Miles? Any different?
I'm quite confident, hopefully. Yeah.
More confident, good. You pick things up a bit, good. So are we ready, Adam?
Yeah, so I'm going to read out 10 band names. 5 of them are from the NME gig listings this week, and the other 5 are made up. All you have to do, Miles, is after each one say either real or rubs, depending on whether you think they're real or made up. And if you score over 7, I think...
What, you're telling me he won't get a prize if he scores less than 7?
Yeah, he won't, no.
Because we've got to have some kind of... There's got to be some kind of incentive, though. Exactly. You know, this isn't just some kind of... Kids Saturday morning TV.
Yeah, we're not going to be, you know, we're not soft like Richard and Judy on you say we pay, we're brutal.
Are you all right, Miles?
I'm fine.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read them out in the style of the shipping forecast just to keep things mellow. And here we go with Rock and Reel or Rock and Rubs. Number 1, electricity comes from other planets.
I reckon that's Rubs.
Number 2, Andy Crane's Dirty Boots.
I reckon that's Rubs as well.
Number 3. New York alcoholic anxiety attack.
It's going to be real.
Number 4. The Star Souls.
Real.
Number 5. The Difficult Third Album.
Rubs.
Number 6. 100,000 Hits.
Real.
Number 7. The Verrucas.
I reckon that's real.
Number 8. French Car and the Bulimic Wizards.
That's Rubs.
Number 9. Johnny Big Nuts.
Johnny Big Nuts. That's got to be real.
Number 10. The Disappointing Friday.
Rubs.
Okay.
Man, Miles, you were so very confident and assertive.
Yeah, that was confident.
I like the way you played that game, Miles.
I imagined you a bit like, you know, Danny Dyer in The Business.
Right.
sitting in a pool, like in a lounger with a can of beer.
I imagined that as well.
Yeah.
And I wish I was, mate. I'm actually laying in bed at the moment.
Yeah.
Really? I bet you're quite successful in life, though, aren't you? Because you know what you're talking about, Miles.
I hope so.
Yeah, what do you
do? How did I do?
Well, Miles, you scored 6 out of 10.
Scored 6? Does that mean I'm not getting a prize?
Well, we can probably bend the rules.
Well, let's just talk him through. Let's see how heinously badly he did.
Electricity comes from another planets. You thought that was Rubs. That's a real band.
Really?
Yeah. Andy Crane's Dirty Boots, correctly identified as Rubs. New York Alcoholic Anxiety Attack, correctly identified as real. The Star Souls, real. The Difficult Third Album, real. 100,000 hits. You thought they were real. That's rubbish. The Verrucas, correctly identified as real. French Car and the Bulimic Wizards, they're real. You thought
they're
that
real.
Was, yeah,
on,
you
mate.
Thought that was rubbish. Johnny Big Nuts, you thought was real. Johnny Big Nuts, it's not real. The Disappointing Friday, correctly identified as rubbish. So yes, yeah, 6 out of 10. But
why would the a band call themselves the Difficult Third Album? And what will they do when they make their third album?
Well, that was one of the rubbish ones.
Oh, that was rubbish, was
yeah.
it?
Did I say that was real? Sorry.
I think you did, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, that would be a terrible name for a band.
Miles, you've got a choice of prizes. We'll give him a prize anyway, right?
Yeah, we should do. After saying we're not like Richard and Judy, we are like Richard and
Judy. Do you want to go and see the Mystery Jets, or do you want to go to the Frightfest Horror Movie Film Festival? The Mystery Jets is on Monday the 18th of September. Frightfest is happening as we speak and continues till Monday.
I think I'll go and see the Mystery Jets, actually.
Good choice. Mystery Jets, tickets are coming your way. Thanks a lot for calling.
Fantastic.
Now, what's your request, yeah?
I wanted to hear Talking Heads with Road to Nowhere.
Fantastic choice. Here it is for you. Thanks a lot for calling, Miles.
Thank you very much. Cheers, mate. Well, we know where we're going. We're on the
road to nowhere. That's Talking Heads with Road to Nowhere. That was from around about the same era as that previous New Order track.
Yeah, and we must say that we were asking whether there was a New Order and
Pet Shop Boys
connection. Of course, there was. Many people have texted in to say that the band was electronic and it consisted of Bernard Sumner and Johnny Marr and Neil Tennant.
There you go, electronic. Yeah. There have been so many kind of New Order offshoots.
Mm.
Monaco. And that's it.
Yeah, so many of them. So have we got a requesting person on the line? What is their name? We don't know. It's a mystery person.
Hello, mystery person.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, not bad.
That is well echoey on your phone.
Yeah, I'm sitting right next to the radio. Should I turn it down?
Yeah, I would.
That's quite cool, though. It did sound quite wicked.
Turn it up again.
Yeah, go on. You do the beatbox in the background. Yeah.
That's quite good, wasn't it? What is your name? Name. Caller.
Jack.
Hello, Jack. And you work in a Polish food shop?
Well, only today. It's the first day. I'm helping a mate out. He's gone on holiday.
Are you?
And it's very Polish, yes.
Is there nice cakes there? There are.
They've got cakes, donuts.
Have you nicked a couple?
Not yet. After my lunch, I probably will.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just nick some of the cherries.
Yeah.
And what would you like to hear, then?
Anything by Roots and Ooh would be good.
That's a good request. We'll witness the fitness do.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, definitely.
The Crofton Massive. What is it? The Crofton? What is it?
I haven't heard it in ages.
Something like that.
Well, this it's one's going out to you. Have a good day and thanks very much indeed for calling.
Bye. Yeah, I love those noises.
That's very good, isn't it, that one?
That sounded all nice and tickly in my ears.
Roots Maneuver. That's good. There's got to be a lot of compression on that, right?
Do you think? What do you mean?
I don't know. That's what.
Well, let's talk about it more then.
That's what hip hop people say. Sometimes that's how they get those amazing sub bass sounds. You know,
is it?
They
compress. I thought compression
them.
Is what they do to adverts to make them sound inconceivably louder than the programs around them.
Yeah, same sort of theory, I think. Yeah,
pushing all the frequencies into one.
You squeeze them all in
sandwich.
So decibel wise, it's the same. I'm talking through my hat. Can you hear me talking through my hat? I'm talking through my hat.
Hey, listeners, thanks for sticking with us. We've only got 10 minutes left, so you know that if you're enjoying it, the pleasure is almost over. If you're hating it, the misery is nearly at an end.
The angry caller said we were lofty.
We've been accused of being lofty.
Being lofty.
From
what
EastEnders.
He means
we're like lofty from EastEnders.
He means we're like Nick Berry.
Yeah, he thinks we do that sport on Radio 5
Live. He said to Xanthi, they're lofty. You know what I mean, don't you?
You're encouraging him.
I know, but
by
you know,
reacting to it.
Everyone should have their say. I get stung by any bit of criticism.
Hey, here's some exciting stuff that's happened in our lives this week. Let it go, Adam. Let it go.
Lofty.
Think about the positive. We've had a YouTube adventure this week, right, Adam?
Yeah, that's right.
Adam posted an old clip from the Adam and Joe show, our clip of the Star Wars Crystal Maze on YouTube, and it got to number 2 in 3 days. It got 350,000 hits.
I think it's plateaued now, though.
Has it? Well, yeah, it's dropping down now.
Yeah.
But
that's not
it got
bad,
over 700 comments.
700 comments?
Yeah.
And most of them were positive.
Most of them were positive. Some of them were spam. Some of them hated it. Some of them hated it. But a minority. That's enough to get us rich, isn't it?
Well, if they were
350,000 hits in 3 days.
If they just gave us one penny.
And Channel 4 dropped us. They said we'd... What did they say?
They didn't actually drop us,
they
man.
Did.
No, well, they did. They just didn't invite us
they
back.
They said the show had run its course.
It wasn't droppage, though. They
had
were
a
saying...
much longer course.
We could still be doing it now,
we
you
could
freaks.
Still be doing it. They dropped it. What do they know? Instead, they put on the Friday Night Project and Big Brother and whatever.
They're more in touch with what's happening now, Joe. It's as simple as
they
that.
They are. We're past it. Yeah.
Watch. You know, you watch whatever... And that's a reflection of what people are really like.
Yeah, evil. People are evil. Kids are evil. It's clear by watching whatever, it's clear that all kids are interested in is sex and killing.
That's true, isn't
and
it?
That's a great message
kids
to,
love sex and killing.
To send the kids. Give them their own TV show and encourage them to make segments about
you know
gangs
what?
And dildos.
I like swearing, right? I enjoy swearing. But there's a limit. And the whole fun of swearing is doing it in the right at the right time and in moderation.
Yeah.
Right? So, for example, it's not useful.
It's the timing.
Yeah, it's the timing. But in whatever, it was just every other word was the, doing
was
the
swearing. Yeah. But you know what? We should talk about whatever in more detail next week.
We should study it more closely.
Yeah, we'll study it more closely. It's on at 11 o'clock on Channel 4, and it could be the most miserable thing ever to grace British TV screens.
I mean, it's just another chapter in Channel 4's continuing effort to remake the word.
Or maybe we're missing it, and maybe it's brilliant, and if you are a young teenager, maybe it speaks directly to your passion for swearing, filth, and death. Just like Zoo Magazine.
Good times! Okay, well, that's pretty much it for this week. Don't forget that our new podcast is out on Monday. It does have some swearing, but it's been bleeped. You know, we're trying to have our cake and eat it as far as repelling and attracting people. Hope you enjoy it. It's all new stuff, incidentally, because, you know, I got the tapes from last week's show. Partly,
and it was a load of old rollies.
It was rubbish. So I didn't use any
so
of it.
So we recorded some new stuff.
So, you know.
So, yeah, don't let the quality of this Saturday's show, you know, think that it's going to be the same quality as the podcast.
That's a nicely constructed sentence.
Was it? I kind of drifted off in the middle of it and started thinking about going home.
All right, so listen, folks, have a great time this weekend. If you're in Edinburgh, I hope the weather improves for you and you have a marvellous time
Thanks
there.
A lot, because I am.
What?
In Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Is
Did I say
said?
Edinburgh?
You meant to say Reading.
I meant Reading,
so
yeah.
You drifted off and thought about going
off.
Home as well.
I thought about going to Edinburgh as well. If you're in Edinburgh, I hope the weather's good as well, all right? I meant it. I'm not insane. I'm
Look,
not,
let's
I'm
just
not,
go. Let's just
kind
scrap
of
this.
Jerk.
Play a record, let's leave.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this one from Fats Domino.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is the Fat Man. I love you, bye!
Bye.